Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who do you need more out of? Commanders offense. I'm going to open up the phones on this for you. It's been only a couple opportunities to get to the phones today, so I want to try to see how you guys are feeling going into this game on Sunday at 800-636-1067. And we'll chat with you as you get out here, taking you up to 6:30. Remember, we're giving away tickets to Commanders Broncos. If you're on site, make sure you fill out our cards here for an opportunity to win our raffle. We got two pairs of tickets we're going to be raffling off before we say goodbye in 2 hours. But let's start on the offensive side of the ball, Danny. We can go back and forth on this. A player they need more out of starting on Sunday if they're going to beat the Lions is?
Zach Ertz leads the team in drops. He's comically short of first downs on tough catches in traffic. But they don't really have many viable options in the pass game. I need you to settle under those zones. I need you to get a little more depth on those routes. I need you to fall forward because we know you're going to catch and fall. They don't get enough out of the tight end spot right now in terms of receiving options, especially given how little they have on the outside. A little more from Zach Ertz, please.
My sweet boy, Jalen Lane, 23-year-old rookie out of Virginia Tech, the fourth-round pick. 14 catches, 171 yards on the season. There have just been too many recent withdrawals, I would say, right? Like the withdrawal that makes up for a couple deposits on special teams, you lose a fumble, killed them. Week before against the Chiefs, misplayed a kickoff, ball goes out at the one, kills you. Now, those are special teams things, but he slipped and falled a couple of times as a wide receiver. He's dropped a pass on a dig route at one point. And the opportunity is there. Because they're not really tapping into veterans on the waiver wire, or they don't think there's players that are better out there. Terry McLaurin's not playing in this game, already ruled out. Deebo Samuel is not a true wide receiver. Now, Luke McCaffrey's down for the year. So it's Chris Moore. I mean, heck, Treylon Burks was playing a ton last week. Robbie Anderson, I'm sure, will be elevated and a part of the team again on Sunday. So if you're Jalen Lane, there's no real reason why you can't get four, five, six targets, two or three catches in a game. He's only caught two balls in a game once since week three. I should say one time other than the Dallas game this season. So with that having been said, I just want more out of him. I think the opportunities will be there going forward.
Bill, that's my answer. Love the guy. Got no issue with him in general. So this is partly a team production thing. Maybe it's a Cliff thing. Maybe it's a Line thing. Maybe it's a Bill thing too. Don't care. Let me go back through the last several games. 3.6 a pop. Well, what will we do for that, by the way? That was against Chicago. That's dreamscape compared to what we've seen in the last 3 weeks.
That's Brian Robinson.
Yeah, 2.5 a pop, 2.8 a pop, and 3.2 a pop. Their run game has been dreadful. For all the, you got to run and dang ball, establish the run, Fletcher County people. Where? We're just supposed to do that. No one's running, no space. I need a little bit more. Get the football in his hands in better spots. Maybe it's running to the outside. Maybe it's you flip him something early downs. Maybe it's a screen. I don't know. Maybe it's something we haven't even heard of. And maybe it's your odds are it's your basic white cotton underpants. Maybe it's something different. I don't know, but we're not getting much out of Bill.
But what if it's something you haven't seen before? What if it's something amazing?
It's exotic, right? We're in the trust tree with the nest.
And exotic. Mm-hmm. Josh Connerly, the right tackle. This is a rookie right tackle who I still believe in. I still think will be a star in this league. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism. He's got the footwork. He's got the mobility. He's got it all. Checks every box.
Yes.
The season has been a bit of a up and down roller coaster.
Yeah.
For Josh Connerly. I'd like to see him just lock it in now. Second half, let's roll downhill. Probably not going to start this week with Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
The best pass rusher in football in terms of pressures this season. But I need just more consistency out of him. He's 11th among tackles and snaps. He's been on the field. He's been durable. They run a lot of plays. But he's got 8 penalties that have been accepted against him this year. He's given up 6 sacks via PFF, which is 68th at the position. It's just too much being allowed. I'd like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To see him get more consistent.
Jermaine McNichols, not his fault, by the way. I'm going to talk to Cliff. I'm like, oh, my God, Cliff, your voice is so deep. Anyway, after I get over that, I'll go, have you noticed when you throw the ball to Jermaine McNichols, good things happen? Have you been watching? Have you seen what happens? You throw him the ball, 5 turns into 15. He turns the 2, a check down, into 10, breaking a tackle, making plays. That's at a premium right now. I get it if you had Terry, you had Debo, you had an in-his-prime NFL tight end capable of breaking a tackle or getting away from somebody. I would get if everything was humming, and it's like, dude, I got so many mouths to feed on my checklist. I don't have time. There's not really anybody that's prioritizing. There's no screaming, I need the football in my hands right now with this offense. He's been as good as anybody with the ball in his hands. Please do it.
Who do you need more out of offensively? Yesterday we did an entire topic on this, went into detail on this, but Cliff Kingsbury, I need you to find some answers. You don't have the personnel on the outside to win in man. I agree. You are at a disadvantage based on injuries and the attrition of the season. That's true. You are without your great playmaker who makes you right at quarterback, Jaden Daniels. I get it. And yet, heavy lies the crown, my friend. This is why we pay you those millions of dollars. And this is why, by the way, you're going to be a head coach probably next season or the year after, because you can solve problems. Because when things aren't going well, you can figure it out. I know you can. Get under center a couple of times. Let's go play action. Let's move the pocket a little bit with some bootlegs. What do you say, coach? Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Who do you need more out of? Commander's offense. Let's go to Drew in Graysonville on the Fan. Hey, Drew, how are you?
Hey, good, guys. So, you know, this weekend I'm looking to try to get as much out of the tailgate as possible because I don't have a lot of
that's a good line.
You need hope more on out the field. The I mean, look, I'd love to see us.
That popped the Charbar, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, Charbar felt
the Charbar gave you snaps right there.
What,
they liked it.
What's the tailgate looking like for this weekend, by the way? What's the plan?
So it's all Detroit. Detroit has kind of funny food.
Yep.
But, Shawarma, it turns out shawarma is a big Detroit thing, and so is corned beef sandwiches, but they make them on onion rolls, not rye bread, and Greek salad, Greek dips, Detroit pizza.
Yeah, Coney dogs, that in between.
Like
Yeah, the Chicago slash New York pizza that went into a seedy motel room and it came out and it was Detroit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a square kind of. Right. I'm a Detroit guy, by the way.
By the way, can we talk about Detroit pizza is really good, right?
Yep.
I mean, I think New York pizza, Chicago pizza get a lot of the headlines. We don't talk enough about Detroit
that
pizza.
That grandma style, Detroit style gets slept on. I have always maintained that. I firmly believe it.
Are you still there, or did we talk too much about
Detroit? We talked too much about Detroit pizza.
Sorry, buddy.
That's our fault.
It sounds like he just wants his tailgate to deliver.
I will tell you this. Better that that was it, because he fired his zing off, and it was really, really good.
Yeah, it popped
You leave the people wanting more.
As a stand-up comedian, you know, sometimes you just have to walk off on that.
Yeah, and I never do. What I like to do is get a nice laugh, and oh, that's 45 more minutes, and then I overstay my welcome, and people are kind of tired at the end. But I had more to say.
He did not. We appreciate the phone call. You can hit us up 800-636-1067. I am curious. You know, he mentions the tailgate, just about the energy at the stadium.
Yeah.
Because early in the season, if you look at the Commanders' results at home, they were destroying teams. And going back to last year, it was kind of fun to be back there, right? You got a Hail Mary. You're seeing Jaden get out and do work. And the offense is dynamic and prolific and one of the most fun in the league. We're selling T-shirts that say they never punt the football. Well, now all of a sudden, you went to the home game against the Bears that they fumbled away. You went to the home game after that this past week against the Seahawks, and they were down 28-0. Felt very, very familiar as you're taking that long stroll to the bathroom at halftime.
Yeah.
Down 31-7.
Down 31.
They've lost three games in a row by 21 or more. First time in 24 years for this team that that's happened. They've lost three games in a row by 21 or more. No team in the league has done that since 2020 when the Jags did it 5 years ago. So it's gotten really ugly, and I'm wondering, does that show up at the box office, so to speak? Do fans – I'll give you an example. My wife's a season ticket holder. With the kids now, she can only get to a few games a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of her games, okay? Her mom, though – has to watch four kids under six with a baby,
bam.
And this morning I'm hearing scuttlebutt that maybe my wife's not going to the game.
Ooh.
And I text her, I'm like, why wouldn't you go to the game? She's like, well, my mom has to deal with four kids, and it's not that easy, and I don't want to ask her to do it. And I'm like, wait, last week you were all excited. What happened? One time you get kicked in the teeth 28-0, and she's like,
that'll do it.
Is it really worth it for me? Like, should I spend $200 on a babysitter or not? I wonder how many people are having that conversation.
And
with
it's a legitimate one, by the way. It's relatable. I'll do this a quick anecdote, by the way. This actually happened. My son got me so bad yesterday. He goes, Dad, you know how bad the Commanders have lost their last three games? I said, yeah, buddy. They got the doors blown off. He goes, well, what's the total? I was like, what do you mean? He goes, how many points have they lost by over the last three games? I'm like, it's like 21 or more each time. He goes, no. What's the total? So I went back and looked. I was like, well, they lost by 24 to Seattle, 24, plus 21 against Kansas City, so that's 45.
This is a long
and lost
way
by
for
22
joke, okay.
for Dallas. And I went, so it's, and he goes, 6'8! I'm like, in my face. He's 6, he couldn't even wait for me to get
seven.
To the total. He's 6'7 me so hard.
I saw that coming from a mile away.
I didn't sniff it out at all. I was like, I thought it was.
Well, he didn't really do that.
100% he did. I thought he was legitimately curious to me. I thought he was like, oh, I actually, what's they've been blown out. What's the score? I thought he was showing interest in my work.
There is
for a split
zero
second.
Chance that really happened.
100%. He's 12 years old. That's what he lives for.
But he knows how much they lost by three games in a row.
I'm sure somebody told him. He spent 80% of his day on the internet. The other percent of the day is playing video games on the internet, on Roblox. That's what he does.
I'll take your word for it. If you're saying it really happened, I think
he got me so bad.
Just an opportunity for you to tee up a 6'7 joke, and you couldn't.
You think
it.
I'm making 6'7 jokes?
I think that's exactly what just happened.
I'm sure it's a great joke. I got 6'7 so hard, and I was embarrassed because I didn't see it coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.